SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space right now.
And the dream team of callers.
Right. I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. It was easy. It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
And listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout out to my man JP holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, channel 159.
Hour number two officially underway. Holiday weekends, Kevin. That's where I want to start right now. Now, we'll get to some topics. There's some good NFL stuff we can still look forward to. The NBA trade market's firing up this weekend. We're going to do that as well. But I want to get the topic out there to the people. The 4th of July, I love it. Now, here's the quandary for most people. And depending on what line of work you have, sometimes it's a little bit different. Here's what I don't like sometimes, right? Last weekend, we had a family party at my house. I don't know, 20, 30 people over, a lot of food, a lot of cocktails, right? But I got to get up early the next day and go to work, right? So the reason I bring this up, the 4th of July is not on a Saturday or a Sunday. It's actually on a Tuesday. So let's just say most people, commonality, right? You work Monday through Friday. Some people work Saturday, Sundays, but let's just say Monday through Friday. You got to go back to work on a Monday, which I don't mind because you almost get that boost. Like, hey, you know what? Suck it up for one day, get another day off. Fantastic. Great. But when the 4th of July comes, the barbecues, the cocktails, the pools, the, you know, hanging out with your family and friends, you got to go to work the next day. That's a tough scene for me because I feel you get that thing on a Saturday and it's like, let the afterburners launch. Like, I don't got to get up early tomorrow. I don't got to do much. I can, you know, recover on Sunday. But I think you got to be, you know, as I say, like smart and sensible and fashionable. I think that's what you got to do on Tuesday, though. You can't burn it to the brim, can you?
Well, that's kind of the tough part there, though, right? Because, like, all right, Tuesday's the holiday, so we celebrate Tuesday. But not, like you said, you're feeling pain come Wednesday then.
Yes.
So you got to celebrate Monday. So it's actually July 3rd that's catching the celebration vibes. And then Tuesday, rest. Sit out by the pool. You know, don't do as much. You got to keep it light on.
Now, where are you at on the 4th of July? Are we in the city? Like, where are we at? Jersey?
I'll probably be Jersey bound because I just spent the past week in the city. Yeah, because I was in the city. I went there after we finished up with the draft. It was my brother's birthday. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with me taking off the Monday, I was able to stay there until yesterday morning, actually.
Now, where do you do?
A lot of time.
You got your own. You got to go to a hotel when you go back home. You got a room.
Never.
What happens back there?
You would be, listen.
You knock somebody out of their own bed, or like what happens here?
No, my bed is still there, set up as it should be. Let me tell you something. That bed starts getting moved around, alarm bells go off, and I'll know about it right away. Can't be. But I don't have to worry about that. It's, listen. That bed is used as storage when it needs to, but it's going nowhere until. Come on now.
All right, so let's get back to, I just didn't know, like, how it was like, you know, Kev comes home, is it a welcoming, or they just bust the stones, and your dad's like, you know, you're not working enough, what are you doing back here, you know?
My dad's out in Europe right now, working.
Yeah, where is he in Europe? Let's get this, let's get this located. Where is he out there? What country is he in? Yeah. At least give me the country here. We'll try to find him.
He's got his flight number, and we'll just start.
Now, wait, how many weeks is he over there for?
He left last Friday, and he's back actually on the 4th. So a little.
Oh, there you go, coming back there. Now, what's the mom think about that over there? Is it a tough thing when goes away? She's home because the only reason I'm bringing it up is I spend one night in Atlantic City for work, and like the day before, I'm getting this, Kevin. Yeah. I don't know how comfortable I feel. Not because I am a, you know, ridiculously bad human being that will do damage being away from home. But her opinion is, I don't know if I can sleep at night because, you know, it's just me.
Oh, there's no one home.
Exactly. Yes. So is the wife like that? Is your mom like that? Or it's like, hey, no big deal. So you want to get back. I get heat for one night being away for about 10 hours.
No, yeah. She not like, oh, thank goodness, get that knucklehead out of here. You know what I mean? She's like. Yeah. You know, it's a little tough not having them around. It's what you're used to, right? It was also part of the reason I kind of just stayed that extra time, just, you know, put an extra body in the house. You know, you kind of keep the Kevin quota high.
Now, how about this, too?
Big man's got the same.
You'll like this stories from DRS's house here. Now, I go to Atlantic City to do the show, right? We have a great time in person, flies by. Good time had by all. Now, terrible sleep overall, but that's besides the point. But, like, when I come home, there's no fanfare when I get home.
Yeah, that's
I get home, maybe make myself something to eat. Wife's, like, in her office working.
Yeah.
And, like, 2 hours go by. I'm, like, trying to get a quick nap before to go on the radio. And the kid comes in, like, oh, when'd you get home, Dad? What? Like, if the wife came home, it's like a parade. But for me, it was like, you know, you're home now? Or when did you get back? Like, that's what I got.
Yeah, just it's 21 questions and none of them are polite. Yeah, no, see, exactly. That's not how it's supposed to go.
I mean, the dogs are all fired up like Dad's in the house, but that's it. You wouldn't have known I walked in for hours at that point here. But yet, you know, just
the way it is. Dogs miss my dad, the one dog.
Yeah.
Just, like, doesn't go up to bed. Like, can't function without my dad around. It's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, you ever see, like, the Waterboy highlights about Adam Sandler? That's how my dogs hit me coming in the door half the time, trying to knock me down. But at least somebody likes me in this house. We'll be back. Hour number two officially underway.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big weeks coming up here, K-Dub, across the sports landscape all over. If you want to get some hot takes off on those, you can. 844-843-6879. Hour number two here of Moneyline. The reason I bring that up is, you know, watching some things, Victor Wembanyama, everybody wants to get a look at this guy. And we're going to get a look at him sooner than later in actual NBA uniform. Now, not regular season, but summer league. Talk to us, Kevin, about coming up here in the next coming weeks. Some of these leagues, where they're at, when they start up, and what can we actually expect. Now, before I get to that, is this going to happen where, Kevin, we see Wembanyama for one game, and that's it, we shut it down, we just wanted to showcase him, and then say, hey, look, it's not worth it at this point? Or does he get a full, you know, couple games here we can watch him?
It would be stunning if he played more than a game, and it would probably be a mistake if he played more than a game. Yes, I understand wanting to see him out there as soon as possible. Because, look, yes, you can go out there and watch Wembanyama, but he's never played a game on ESPN before, right? And that'll, you know, get the most opportunity to get eyeballs on him. At the end of the day, though, guys only playing for a game in summer league is common, Donnie. So this is,
special very
treatment.
Common. Yeah.
And that's why when that initial report came out that he wasn't going to play any basketball, I was not super surprised by that, even though maybe a little disappointed there. I think kind of what's going to be the little bait and switch, though, here is one of the first games in the Sacramento League is a Hornets-Spurs game. And it's, you know, so that would be the one pick versus the two pick and Vic and Brandon Miller. And I imagine neither guy's even out there on the court for the game.
By the way, he's so, 7'3.5 is what he officially measured. And like, oh, man, it's not going to be as effective as a 7'5 guy. But I watch him shoot jump shots, and you have to equate it to, you know, sometimes you get on, we used to have like dunk courts as kids, right? It'd be like an 8-foot, like full court in the neighborhood. Or if you just had it in your driveway, right? And said, you know what, I'm going to bring it down to 8 feet, 7.5 feet is like a, I don't know, a sixth grade or something like that. You get like 5-10 feet away and you shoot, and it's like you're shooting line drives. Like, I can make every single one of these. Like, I'm basically looking at the rim. I was just watching Wembanyama shoot 3-point shots, like from, they had the camera like behind him on the side of the court.
Yeah.
It looks like, Kevin, he's throwing darts at the 3-point line. It's amazing to watch.
If you look it up, so I don't know what the best thing to type in, but he posted a video on TikTok that went viral of him wearing basically a GoPro. And it's like, this is what I see when I'm on a court. He is essentially, it looks like, eye level with the rim. It is insane. And that's the thing. Like, I'm sure you saw that photo of kind of him and the Spurs legends there. I mean, Tim Duncan is, the Admiral. They look small. Or they look normal, I guess. Maybe they don't look small. They look normal. Those are not normal-sized human beings that he has stood next to there. Wembanyama is just absolutely massive. Like, we always, like, I guess, because he's so skilled, that's what we talk about. I don't think they've hammered home him being 7'5". Legitimately, I don't think they've hammered that home enough.
Because I know they were talking about, I think it might have been J.J. Redick was saying, like, you don't understand how big this guy is. Like, he's the one guy that can basically play two players at one time. Not the, his arms, length is so big he can go from left to right. No, they were saying, like, because the NBA is built off the pick and roll, where he can, like, cheat more than any other athlete and basically cover two guys at once fairly quickly. You always think about, Wembanyama, 7'5", offense, dunk, three-point shots, who's going to defend? But his defensive prowess, if he does, and he will get shrunk. Do you ever see when Giannis came into the league? Completely different body type now, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years later. Like, he will grow into his body. He might be an absolute true menace. Quickly here on the NBA, too, Shamsherani with a tweet. The NBA Board of Governors will vote on July 11th to approve two new changes in 2023-2024. In-game penalty for flops resulting in a tech foul and a second coach's challenge awarded if the first is successful. Give me some thoughts on that.
Yeah, second rule, I think you and I will both agree on this. Great rule, right, Donnie? There's no reason not to. The NBA has so many missed calls. To get a second crack at it isn't a bad idea.
By the way, before you get to the second one, I just want to double down on that for you. I agree, because do you know what I used to get tired of in an NBA game, Kevin, when you only had the one coach's challenge? The coach, the team, everybody knows the ball went out on the other team. You can get a possession back, but it's the second quarter, and they go, you know what? Even though we're going to get the ball back and it was a bad call, I can't use it yet. You've got to be kidding me. I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so again, and I assume that would be your thought there, so that's an easy layup rule. The other rule. Look, I understand that people are bothered by flopping. I have not sat here to be like, flopping rules. But selling calls has been a part of the NBA forever. And I don't know why we constantly act as if, like, it is this thing that is ruining basketball. But more than anything, Donnie, we did this already. They put something in to penalize guys when they flop. It lasted for a week, and then they got rid of it. Like, you're just enforce the thing you already had by fining them. Like, now we're going to get technical fouls for flopping. Donnie, how many guys are going to get technical fouls for flopping this year? Over, under, 10 guys. I take the under.
Draymond probably get 9 of the 10 there, along with Marcus Smart as the 10th. But you're right about that. It's that, we got to have a technical foul for a flop. I got an idea for you, refs. The guy flops, don't call anything. Let the other guy dunk the basketball and be done with it. Why do we have to call anything on? Hey, he's flopping. Well, who cares? The other team's going to obviously. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Easy. I'm sorry, I don't mean to jump in, but like what you just said is the simplest thing in the world. The problem with the flops is that they're tricking refs. Now all of a sudden refs are actually going to be able to figure them out and hand out these technical fouls. The entire concept is ridiculous.
Now, are we going to the monitor on that, by the way? Like, are we getting around to say, hey, did he really flop on this? Like, what happened here? Like, no, you can – usually on TV, even though we're watching from basically the second level through a TV, when the ref is right on the court, we know what a flop is watching TV. You know also when the most common one is typically like, right, you drive like Marcus Smart. Well, I always bring him up because, again, if he's going to abuse the rule and get away with it, you keep doing it here. But the whole like, a little bit of contact from a guy driving, I end up in the third row. Don't call it. The guy goes in for a layup and you keep playing basketball.
Correct. Well, are you excited for this, Donnie, now? Right?
What do you got?
Second quarter, technical foul, flop, Steph Curry. And now you go, oh, my God, Steph might get thrown out of the game if he tries to sell another call. Let me tell you this. The NBA is going to think this is a good rule. The first time someone gets ejected for flopping technicals, they're going to be like, never mind. Actually, we encourage flopping. This was the dumbest thing we've ever thought of.
Or it's going to be like we get a kick out of Draymond Green where Draymond's like, all right, let's get this first tech out of the way because you won't throw me out and I can get ultra aggressive the rest of the way in your face as a ref. One of my favorite things ever. Like, is that what it turns into? Like, okay, we just got a flopping call. And then if you get the technical, the refs go, well, we just called him for one. He actually flopped right there, but I don't know if we can throw him out of the game. Hey, you know what? We'll just keep letting it go. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The rule, flopping should never be a rule because if you're a ref, just don't call it. Now, if you want to assess something after the game, which you said they were doing, like, hey, find, oh, you can't find these people, and they just did away with it. So
it's so crazy that the literal fix to flopping exists, which mm-hmm. is stop falling for flops.
And they won't flop anymore.
That's the fix. That's, this is easy, people. This is easy.
If you're an NBA player and you take fake charge after fake charge and nobody calls you, you know what you're not doing 3 games later, Kevin? Taking any more fake charges at that point. It's like, hey, by the way, there's a 3-point line, but it's only worth 1 point. Well, hold on. Why am I? Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
What are you still shooting it for, you dummy? So that's the thing. There you go.
Yep.
Quick fix. Quick fix. We fixed it right there. Real easy. By the way, hot takes, calls, 4th of July weekend. Get in here, people. 844-843-6879. Also, what are you cooking? Are you a grill guy? Are you hitting the flat top? Like, what are we doing here? And I know I see a Moose Mark is calling on the line. I don't want to bring him up just yet. He needs a little bit of a segment here because I know he's going to have the rite of passage here to get the burgers out here, to get the hot dogs, get the sausage going, you know, whatever we have. By the way, drinks in the summer, do they change for you, Kevin? Are they different than the winter drinks for you, or you keep it the same?
The only thing that changes is the introduction of probably a summer shandy into the house.
Now, see, I want to talk about that as well, because for me, I've never been a beer guy. I'm still not. I'm more of a hard alcohol guy. Some of these new drinks flowing through here, man, I'm putting some of these away. I'm enjoying every bit of it, and I don't care if you people don't like it or not. Find out what some of these drinks are and more, and also your calls coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here, having some fun. Hour number two on the early line, SiriusXM channel 159, Donnie and Kevin. Hey, holiday weekend. How do you spend your holidays? Where do you go? What do you eat? What do you drink? Let's get the man, the myth, the legend up right now. It's going to be Moose. He's calling in here doing hour number two. You know he's getting down for the holiday weekend here. What's good there, Moose? What do we got?
Oh, I tell you what. So the 4th of July is very special. And it's when you have mm-hmm. your friends and your family. And what I like mm-hmm. to do is that I like to do a lot of simple sides. You know, maybe a nice slaw, maybe a nice potato salad, mm-hmm. a hot gherkin, mm-hmm. some beans, just a whole variety, maybe 4 or 5 sides. And as far as the proteins, I like to splurge on the better all-beef hot dogs coming out of Dearborn, mm-hmm. Michigan. And I make my own burgers, like in 75-25, and I'll do it out of ground chuck, maybe a little bit of brisket and some added fat. Then I'll put some binders in them, and then I'll dimple them, a couple different kinds of buns, maybe a pretzel roll, maybe a Kaiser. And then, slice up your onions, your tomatoes, maybe some shallots for the dogs, a little bit of sauerkraut, and have everybody just enjoy it all together. Now, as far as the drink changes, there's nothing better, and it's going to be in the 90s out here, than like a Tito's mm-hmm. and ice, a little G&T action going on with a fresh lime. Mm. I think that is like one of the most classic drinks. And, we'll have water and that for the kids. But, it's on. And the whole key to doing your outdoor segment or your barbecue or your get-together is preparation. I like to prep the night before, mm-hmm. so I'm not rushing that day. I like easy cleanup, you know, paper plates, you know, but the good stuff, you know, so it's you can enjoy your party, you know. But K-Dub, like I do have to say this. If my 4th was on a Tuesday, and then if I had to work Monday, then no, that's not a holiday weekend to me. A holiday weekend to me has to be totally uninterrupted, just so it all flows
together.
I think it's a good point.
You
know, because you're actually planning for two events. You're planning for the weekend event. Then you got that break. Then you got to plan for that holiday event. So it's kind of a pain in the butt, you know. So, But anyways, gentlemen, Cubs are playing some sloppy ball. And, hey, just to close this out, Cincinnati's going to rock tonight. Man, they're going to put some runs out of that ballpark. We're in the 90s right now out here.
Yeah.
And here's the crazy thing. Here's the crazy thing that's going on in this. Taylor Swift is in for Friday and Saturday night at Paycor, okay? Mm-hmm. And the Reds are playing tonight in their stadium. I heard that they're charging upwards of $1,000 for a parking spot. Absolutely crazy.
That's why we had the earlier time. But, is that why we have the earlier time, Moose?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but because it's the 4th of July event, there's going to be fireworks going off all around the city for the next couple of days as well. So, but pure craziness. And as always, you guys have a great weekend. And for those out there, don't forget what the 4th of July stands for. Hang that flag out front off your porch. You guys be great. Love you guys. Take care.
Let's go. There it is. There's Moose checking in. You knew he was going to be hot. Hot there with the ingredients for this week.
The preparation. And he
agreed with me. Like, it's a nice long weekend. It's official.
He literally did it.
I think he did. I think he meant to agree with me, though. I think he meant to actually say it the other way. Like, you know what? We're going to make this official. Because Monday, you knock it out. The minute you get done, you're feeling good about Tuesday. Now, this is sometimes a decision that some people don't like at cookouts. We know cookouts. Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, family in the summer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Max out and potato salad are always a staple. I love both. What's your take on those two?
Neither one of them are necessarily my favorite.
For you, come on now. I expected what? Like, you know what? Just put it out there and we'll set it up and knock it down. Like, why not though? Like, what don't you like about potato or max out? And some people saying I don't like max out, but I like potato salad, even though it's technically in that same category. I like them both a lot. I like them both. And as I got older, Kevin, I can even deal with a coleslaw too now.
I never eat the coleslaw. That's outrageous behavior, almost.
Coleslaw in a sandwich? Oof, man.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. I'm telling you right now. Seems like I've done it all. Like, come on, man. I own hoagie shops, man. How did I even get into my life? I don't know where my life came from at this point, but here I am. Mm-hmm. But having said that, Kevin, forget about all that stuff. We used to make, like, the equivalent of, like, a Reuben sandwich. But I'm telling you right now, we have the stores. It might have been a good year, Kevin. And I made hundreds, if not thousands, of these type sandwiches. I'm like, who would ever order that? We had them in roast beef, turkey, and corned beef. And it had Russian, but basically French dressing? French or whatever it was. And the slaw. I'm like, that is just nonsense at this point. I'm telling you, one day I'm like, you know what? Let me just make myself one of these, the turkey one. Ate it and was like, that's delicious. Like something you know, because I think most people look at coleslaw like, get that out of my face. Like it serves no purpose. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, give it a chance on a sandwich. It's delicious. And to me, I was a hater. Like going, I don't know, 30 years of my life without eating coleslaw. I was like, you know what? This is dynamite. It really is.
All right. I mean, look, I don't think you're going to ever kind of swing me around on it. One of my favorite diners back in Queens, like they always rush the coleslaw out kind of like as, you know, that free appetizer. Yep. And we hit him with the like, hey, save yourself.
Did they give it to you like the little like plastic cup like on the side? You know what I mean? So it, like stays out of the way.
It out in like a little bowl. It's like it comes out like before the food, like just a little like.
But what's it for though? Over. Yeah, hold on. Like what? Like did you just get that's what like fries? Like here's the coleslaw.
No.
See if you guys want to dabble.
No, think about it like this. When a like an Italian restaurant brings you bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what this diner does. Is it brings you coleslaw?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Coleslaw sauce.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Like, if I'm really hungry, like, I'll just eat a little bit of it. But no, coleslaw is like a standalone side, not necessarily, but it goes with some things. And by the way, like hot dogs, you a big sauerkraut guy with hot dogs?
This whole segment's gonna not. I don't really like hot dogs, man.
Oh, come on.
What?
Like, they're not my favorite, but I'm telling you right now, you had a cookout, man. Now, hold on now. See, now you're gonna get me. I start going down a different path. I don't know what it is with me, man. If I go to somebody's house and like you don't have a legitimate setup, and I'm talking like legitimate, meaning like a nice Weber grill, like you know what you're doing. You can't really mess hot dogs up, but just something about me judging other people's like
cookouts and barbecues.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you come with one, and again, I guess I am knocking people, but I've been to houses, like, if the grill is not, like, a legitimate grill, and a lot of families have non-legitimate grills because, like, hey, we use it, like, twice a year, we'll bring it out. I struggle eating at your house because that means you probably don't have potato rolls or the potato buns for the hot dog, and then I'm out completely at that point. I don't know. A little snobby, but
let me ask you this, DRS, right?
Yeah.
You're coming to my house. You expect to be treated right as it pertains to food?
I do,
like,
yes.
Like, you feel comfortable and confident
yes.
in that?
Yeah. Yes. Like, if Kevin's like, all right, you know what? You're coming up here this weekend. We're having a nice cookout on a Saturday. Like, I almost expect, like, you know what? This might be one of the better ones I've been to.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, I'm telling you, I would be so disappointed. But the best part about it is, like, I feel like I know your parents, even though I've never seen them in my life. Like, I could be, like, take them aside. Like, hey, look. Let me tell you a little bit something about this. Here's the hot dogs you need. You want me to go out and get these potato rolls? We'll go out and get the fixings for this. I'll hook this thing up right now for you. I feel like I could take them aside because you go to some people, it's like, hey, Donnie, what are you eating? I'm all right. What do you mean you're all right? You didn't even eat yet. Hey, before I came.
No, trust me on this. No, trust me on this, okay? You have, now, like I said, there are hot dogs in the house. I think they're done. I mean, they're probably done right with the way that they, you know, get moved, but if you have good suggestions, you'll become top guy in the room. My brothers will put you on a man to be like, listen, you make sure Donnie's here every time it's a barbecue situation because this guy's putting us in a position to win.
Yeah.
So we like what he's bringing to the table there. I just wonder at what point you'd get into amazement watching the other two, you know, get after it on a dinner table.
I don't even know what to expect from your brothers. Like, I might just be lost in, like, you know, Disneyland at that point. With the nonsense that might be floating around.
Uh-huh. I do think, in just in terms of knowing you, when you hear kind of the slander that one specifically throws my way,
you
might just slip him $20 and say, just like
if I sit down at a barbecue and, like, you know, like who knows what the backyard's at? Maybe you got a picnic table, maybe he's got the chairs and a table sitting around there. And the minute we sit down, like, you bring your plate over and your brother just fires, like, a shot across the bow immediately. Uh-huh. Like, it might just go down that path. Like, I can't, like, what's going on? Like, this is just exactly what I expected here. I'm like, hey, Kevin, like, can you get me this? Like, as soon as you sit down, do you think you have enough on your plate? You just save us enough? Like, it'd be right across the bow immediately. It'd be tremendous.
Yesterday, I'll give you a little of that, right? I'm wearing a horizontal striped shirt as we sat down for dinner. Okay, he goes, pass the rice shirt. That's what he called me, shirt. All right, pass the rice shirt. Because I was wearing a shirt that he would never wear, because it had horizontal stripes. That's the energy that I had to deal with in that household.
Yep, the energy in the DRS house that gets me in trouble all the time. And granted, I love everything my wife wears. Like, I love my wife, but sometimes she'll come downstairs and I'll do one of these. You like that shirt? And it just sets off an argument immediately. Like, immediately, things could be going so good for your boy in the house, and I just sabotage it just for the action of being a saboteur at that point. It's the way we get down, man. Fights, 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 and. Why? Because I just caused them. We'll be right back. Hour number two. It's flowing right now, boys. It's flowing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Firing away on a holiday weekend here. What do you like to eat? Potato salad? I love it. Mac salad? I love it. Sauerkraut on hot dogs? Love it all. I love cookouts here. Absolutely sensational stuff. I got a tweet I want to get to from Ed Werder. Also, Shams dropping some trades right now here out in East Street. So we'll talk about that next. James Harden, some NBA. But let's get to the phone lines, Kevin. 844-843-6879. Red Tail's calling in great state of West Virginia. Representing 4th of July weekend here. What's up, Red Tail?
How you guys doing?
Hello.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, Dad, when you coming to West Virginia to watch some wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That's good stuff.
I got to check the schedule.
Wheeling? Where are we going? Wheeling? Where are we at? Yeah.
Good question.
Charleston, man. State capital. Comes here all the time. They've just been here. And K-Dub, just got to wake me up. I'll entertain you the whole time. But you guys are like over 50 making hot dogs.
Go ahead. Lay it on.
Award-winning hot dogs are the West Virginia hot dog. You need mustard, onions,
mm-hmm.
chili, no beans, mm. coleslaw. That's it.
Whoa. Now, chili, no beans.
That's it.
What is that?
Very simple.
The chili dog.
There's no beans on a chili dog? I don't eat chili dogs.
I don't know. I don't know. Listen, do you think I know?
I said no beans.
Yeah, but isn't chili no beans. To have beans in it, though? Like, I'm not a chili guy. Like, I don't know the rules.
Oh, I'm not a chili guy.
No. West Virginia always breaks the rules, man. That's why we're great. But you got to have coleslaw, too.
Wow, coleslaw.
Got to have the coleslaw.
You ever have coleslaw on a dog? I don't think I have.
Man, let me tell you this. If you, every question you go, have you ever had blank with coleslaw, the answer will be no, I promise.
All right. Mm-hmm. What else we got going on this weekend?
Can I do a step it up?
Yeah.
Well, real quick, if you want to step it up on the hot dogs, put some jalapenos on there. Pickled jalapenos.
Okay.
And I want to go live with Moose. I want to go sleep in his front yard in a tent and just eat his food.
Great. I mean, he must say he's got the best life around there. Yeah, you're right. You just say, hey, what's he cooking over there? Something. I'm headed over there. That'd be my opinion.
Good stuff.
I like the rest tonight. And man, I've lost on the freaking Padres about every night. I'm down now, but I don't know. What kind of BS operation is that, man? I'm serious. I mean, that's crazy. The Pirates are struggling, and they sweep them, and now, I don't know. I'm going to the Reds, and hell, Padres will probably win 10-2 or something, but that's my night. How about these Blackhawks, though, man?
Bedard?
Oh, man, yeah, they got Bedard, and he's like 5'10", so he's going to get killed. So they brought in Perry today, Nick Bellino, and the other guy.
Love it.
Taylor Hall from the Oilers. I mean, you know, former first-round pick, and I like that because he can relate to what this guy's going through. Like, man, here, you got pressure on you, you've got this, you've got that. But, yeah, he's going to try to take his head off. And I like the fact that the Hawks are getting people that are going to defend him. I mean,
that's what you got to do.
Some of these guys like 1 year, $4 million. But all for it.
Here we go.
Hey, Doug. I'm a wrestling.
Oh, what? What?
What? Hall of Wrestling, Charleston, West Virginia.
All right, man, we'll keep eyes out. We'll keep eyes out.
All right, there we go. Red Tail checking in from West Virginia. Really got me there. We thought we lost him. And it was a question for K-Dub there. I had to step away from the mic for a second here. There we go, man. Rocking and rolling here on a weekend edition here. By the way, Ed Werder. You ready for the Ed Werder tweet here?
All right, go ahead.
All right. Susie Colbert tweets out, hey, you know what? I'm not going to read the whole thing. Grateful for my 38 years, 27 years ESPN. There you go. Ed Werder tweets out, I'm so disappointed for you and those of us who work with you and admire the integrity of which you do the job. Fantastic, right? Starts out great. I know how much you love it, and it adds to the enormous sadness of it all. Fantastic stuff. Way to go, Ed. The only anchor I've been on assignment with whose info and notes were as good as mine. That's it. That's a tweet. The point of the last segment there is tremendous out of Ed. And so, he starts it out great and goes, you know, I've been at ESPN probably 30 years and everybody's notes are horrendous except mine, but yours were good.
Yeah. Like, the only person who I respect in this whole business just got fired. So this is unfortunate.
Yeah. So Ed, making the rounds right now on social media. Tremendous. One of those, like, hey, was that a compliment or was that taking shots at other people here? Now, NBA trade market heating up. Joe Harris gone.
traded to the Detroit Pistons. Yeah. How about that?
Interesting.
Clearing cap space.
Is he going to stay in Detroit? Like, that's kind of whatever. Whenever a guy like that gets moved, you're like, ooh, are you going to become a future vet min guy? You know, they made a comment a little earlier in free agency DRS that actually I thought made a lot of sense, that kind of some of your ring-chasing vet min guys, the reason that Phoenix is now actually going to be, like, the destination is not like, oh, this is the place to win. It's that they're actually going to play in Phoenix because of how little depth they have.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, your Derrick Roses of the world are, like, he might start, he ends up in Phoenix. Like, that's kind of the idea for some of these guys. So that's pretty interesting to me.
Kyrie out to Phoenix. And by the way, Christian, there we go. Yep, that's the update I wanted to. We're getting back to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. The X-Man, he's ready for 4th of July weekend. He's bringing picks. He's bringing attitude. He's bringing victories. Let's go, X-Man. What do you got?
I'm celebrating the 4th of July at the Nationals ballpark at an early game. They got to play. The Cincinnati Reds. They got Patrick Corbin scheduled to pitch. So it's going to be plus money. I'll probably go plus money on the Nationals home team. But I got the picks for the day.
Let's go.
We going with the Yankees on the run line.
Mm.
We going with Ohtani to get two bases and the Angels on the money line.
Whoa.
And we got Washington Mystics on the money line. It's 10-1.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Hey, X-Man, were you betting that Aces Liberty game the other night?
I did. I got the first half.
On Vegas, you thought they were the right team?
Yeah. I thought they was the right team, but the plus money was definitely the Liberty. I mean, it was good value, and it's going to be even more value next time they play, so I'm going to jump on it.
No, you already think about two steps ahead, all right?
Aces.
Yeah,
by the way,
but
man,
I told you.
Taking it down again. Aces take it down? Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Tell them.
The home team, the Washington Mystics, the Mystics taking it.
Oh, whoa. Mystics taking it down right now.
That's a hot
watch out for the Mystics.
Right out of D.C. at this point. What do we got going down this weekend, by the way? I know we're going to the baseball game. Out and about, shaking hands with the people, X-Man. Where are we going?
Going to the water park. Going to water country. We going to just ride, get on some slides. And it's the 4th of July in Virginia. God bless America, the baby.
I love it. Yeah. By the way, K-Dub, water parks for you. Give me a little thought process behind that.
No, they're much better than an amusement park. It feels.
Whoa, what? Really?
I'm not a roller coaster guy. Not a roller coaster.
What?
Guy.
Oh, we can't.
You saw that live and in person. That Harry Potter ride. They tried to. The fix was in. People didn't expect me to come back from that, Harry.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
the thing would have clicked out.
Oh, that's, you know what's funny? I was thinking about, because you went on the Transformers ride with us, too, right? Like, BWS screaming like a girl up there, in, like, in the third row. I mean, couldn't take it.
No, the Harry Potter ride, it wouldn't click, and there was, we had to get on the conveyor belts, and they were just like, good luck. And I was like, what? And I was, oh, my God.
I thought that was a work back there. By was it a work or a shoot?
I think somebody but your shoot broke my thing to see if they can, you know.
Now, were you actually generally nerve like you were going to go upside down and flip over? Like, what was the thought? Really?
What do you mean? It didn't click in. Of course I was nervous.
Yeah, but it wasn't really like a, you know. We're
I didn't know that.
Flying around out here like upside down.
Going into darkness. I didn't know that going in. Wait,
now, was everybody panicked on that ride with you?
Yes. Can I do some of your favorite, which is a little on-air calling out of someone?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
My phone just rang.
Okay.
It was JY.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Now, explain that to me. Now, JY often, by the way, is tuned into this show, so he might be hearing me call this out live on air.
Yeah.
Like, JY has been on this show at this time many times.
Yes.
Why would JY be blinging my line right here in this moment?
I don't know.
All right. But
you hear Skype in my background sometimes. We're like, now stop it. Like, people, yeah, people know when I'm actually on the air and you get those calls. Now, granted, I let my dad slide a lot when he tries to call me during shows. But outside of that, you know, sometimes you get those calls like, you know darn well what I'm doing right now. But still, but you're right. Like, ooh, I wonder why that call is coming through. Has it got some hot information on the NBA once it gets to you here? Or is this,
you know,
or do you guys like actually like to talk about shows like before the shows happen this weekend just to get it together? It doesn't make any sense to me, but is that what you guys do?
That is certainly something that does happen. You know, just again, that little extra effort level. Sure you care.
By the way, give me an up, because again, we don't have that much longer in this show. This weekend, NBA action.
Yes.
Do we get a Woj bomb? I don't mean like, again, hey, this Joe Harris got moved.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the retweets happen. Oh, my goodness, we got to shift things around. I can't believe this happened. Like, does it have? Do we get something this weekend?
We have to. We have to. At minimum, Donnie, just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's this name all of a sudden doing in, having this conversation? You know how the NBA is. There's always... It's that expect the unexpected big brother type moniker there that truly applies. I just saw a tweet, you know, people saying, teams around the league monitoring Giannis. Like, that poor guy Giannis, man, he could sign a 20-year contract to stay in Milwaukee, and he'd be like, man, the whole league is just thinking Giannis is out tomorrow. Like, nobody believes that guy's going to stay there.
Jeez. Well, I mean, NBA, center stage at this point as we roll all the way through. Fred VanVleet, by the way, where does he wind up?
Houston, apparently.
Where's the hot topic? Don't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Anytime I hear, like, a veteran in Houston, like, nothing makes any sense to me.
But you going back to betting FVV, like, he should get all the shots he wants, you think, or what?
Mm-hmm. You probably should.
No defense.
By the way, James Harden. I just saw a tweet come across the timeline basically saying, like, hey, you know what? He does want to be moved, but let's remember the Ben Simmons scenario where it's like, we're going to take our time to get the best possible deal. We're not in a rush at this point. Could that drag out? Because to me, it seems like it's a quick thing. Like, free agency happens, he gets moved. But that tweet made it ominous. Like, the Sixers aren't just like saying, yeah, go wherever you want for a late second round pick.
Very weird. No, I don't get the vibes at all. Don't get the vibes. Are they friendly or are they foe right now? Can't tell.
Yo, holiday weekend. One quick segment before we get out of here. Make sure you stay tuned. It's Moneyline right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment before we get you out here on the weekend on Moneyline Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Kevin and Donnie here. Quick update here. You know, the interesting part is 30 teams in the NBA. Like, when you talk about the NFL, you say, okay, who's got salary cap room? I'm just listing here. A guy by the name of Keith Smith tweeted this out. Updated cap projections as of right now. The Rockets, $62 million. The Pacers, $34 million. The Spurs, $30 million. Magic, $21 million. Thunder, $16 million. Kings, $13 million. Jazz, $12 million. And Pistons, $6 million. The eighth team with the best cap projection is $6 million in the NBA? That is incredible, man. So basically that means what? Two-thirds of the league are buried in cap and really, what, movers and shakers to avoid like a max contract? One or two teams? It's crazy.
And that's why we talk about that Harden situation where there's a lot of teams that I'm sure would gladly bring James Harden to be their starting point guard and pay him at least, Donnie, a $30 million type of salary. But nobody has that type of flexibility. At minimum, not the teams that Harden wants to play for.
It's pretty impressive as it deals out, but there are a lot of bigwigs out there. Maybe you fit them in, and some teams, again, aren't afraid to have the luxury tax there, but it's a little bit different when you acquire that contract, like a sign-and-trade. You can absorb it. You can't just go on the free agent market and be like, hey, we have $3 million in cap space. Let's sign a max guy. And again, with the NBA, I don't want to say cracking down on like that luxury tax, but there's a lot of teams making moves now just to avoid those situations. And one of the more interesting thing is Atlanta, right? Hey, everybody's on the table. Come get them here. So there's a lot of teams in flux right now. It'll be interesting to see where some of those dominoes fall. But we're expecting a big weekend. Is it going to be quiet? Are we waiting for after the fourth? What happens?
No, there should be plenty of news. Again, one thing that I've appreciated in the lead up is like Mark Stein having more information than everybody. And that's because Woj coach keeps getting teams hit with, like, tampering fines. So they probably said, listen, dude, here's everything you need to know. You don't tweet anything until 6 o'clock, all right?
And then there it is.
It's just going to be bombs, bombs, bombs.
It all pops off this weekend. Good stuff here. Another great week. Holiday weekend. Hope everybody is safe out there. For Christian Behind the Wheels of Steel, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh, we will see you Monday. Later.